Welcome back. Second hour here, second and final hour of the week of the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Don't forget, starting tomorrow, bright and early, I think, 10 o'clock, we'll get back to March Madness, Colfax. We'll get back to it. And you're going to try to pray for a miracle.
So yeah, I don't think there's much I can do about this one.
With the Jayhawks losing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
I don't even know if I have anyone in my Final Four.
One of mine is out. Well, Texas, and then you just saw Shaka Smart's probably done there because of that, and going to Marquette, so yeah, we'll see. But that was my championship game. My champion is still alive in Baylor.
So, got a little bit of hope.
Yeah, a little bit of hope.
Because we have, like, the main thing where we can win the prize, and then we have our bet.
We did a side, yeah,
and then we have another side bet.
We did another side bet with the KFK people here.
Right.
And then we got the roof bet.
So I'm losing the roof bet, I'm losing the side bet, and I'm losing the overall thing.
I don't think there's much hope for me to win the overall thing. It's looking slim to win the side bet. I do think I'm going to stay safe from the roof, though.
Safe from the roof.
I think so. I think that's the way it's going to go down. Texter Dixon texting in. Well, first off, let's see. Eastside Chris says, I hate to be a meanie. Who's in charge of this? Semantics are easy. Oh, talking about the... Okay, we changed the poll question, by the way. A favorite to the favorite. The favorite. Maybe that's a little more controversial for you. Yeah. I mean, I think they were a favorite before, weren't they? A favorite. Now, are they the favorite? That's the Power to Play Sports poll question available at thewholeshow.com. Texter here says, I think the Deshaun thing is that he's basically untradeable at this point, so all that talk has gone away. His court stuff is currently just civil stuff, not criminal yet. And things are still being investigated, so there isn't a ton to talk about. There's a ton. If you dig, you can find it. I mean, I've got a story pulled up right now that was written today. But you're not going to find it on any... It's from USA Today. It's not trending. It's not going to be on Twitter. In this day and age, people... I mean, what would you say the portion of people get their news? They see it from social media, and then they click the stories, and it takes them away, right? So USA Today boosts a post, and it's a story. That's how a lot of people get their news. They don't just... pick up the. That's why this station has transitioned into more of an entertainment venue rather than breaking news, because Twitter's breaking it instantly. And people aren't necessarily picking up the newspapers like they used to get that news. They're on Twitter, Facebook. They scroll. They see Aunt Beverly's getting married. Good for her. Boom. There's a story on from USA Today. And then you click it and you go away from Facebook. So my point is, Google it. You'll find 14, 15 stories from any of the major outlets today. You're just not seeing it trending on social media or on any of the sites. This story today from USA Today talking about the texts are going to be crucial here on both sides. Busby has a history. Again, that's the attorney here who's kind of a superstar attorney, they call it in Texas there. Being sued now by 16 women. 16 women have accused Watson of sexual misconduct. 8 years earlier, you remember this story. I couldn't place the name, though, with Busby here. Had a different NFL opponent and a strategy that is expected to be similar to his against Watson. In 2013, his law firm hired a digital forensic expert to retrieve 1,794 text messages between the phones of Busby's client and NFL star Mario Williams. According to court records obtained by USA Today Sports, Busby then used some of the text messages he found from the former Houston Texans number one draft pick to turn the screws on him in a civil lawsuit over a diamond engagement ring. He told the court, after forensically recovering the text he sent, it is clear that the facts Williams asserted in his lawsuit are completely and utterly false. Well, that was a different story. This one, the stakes are much higher. 16 civil lawsuits that Busby has filed against Watson, who, again, is still denying wrongdoing in a statement before the first complaint was publicly available. According to Busby and the lawsuits, key evidence comes from Watson's electronic devices. It could also boost Watson's defense, depending on what was written. I'm not a law doctor here, Colfax. A law doctor?
Is that a thing? Is that more than a lawyer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's more than a lawyer. It's like a doctor in a lab coat, but you study law.
Yeah.
But you're at a doc, like you're a doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor of law.
Wear one of those stethoscopes.
You wear a stethoscope, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And you have a gigantic book of law, and it just says law on it.
Doctor.
when does the phone have to be turned over? Because this is a civil suit right now. When does the phone... Because what they're alleging is criminal, right? It's just, at this point, it's still civil.
Right.
So I know last week I said, well, get the phone. Once you get the phone, you'll be able to figure this whole thing out. But I don't know when it's going to happen. I just remember, okay, so to your point, texter saying, hey, this, well, now we're just waiting to get information. Do you remember the Tom Brady taking air out of the football story? Was that not, that was all over the headlines until it was investigated, until it was done, right?
Yeah.
That was in the top stories every day.
Yeah.
You know, would it impact it? Even if he did do it. How do we know? Here's the, they have footage of a guy going in with balls, a bag of balls, leaving with a bag of balls. Never saw him actually take the air out, but somehow between that trip to the bathroom, which I didn't think he washed his hands. That was the scariest thing.
Well, different times.
Different times. Nobody cared back then.
Yeah.
Leaves the bathroom with the bag of balls, and we're like, at some point between that bathroom visit and his entrance to the field, air was taken out of footballs. I mean, that was huge. That story was everywhere. And they said, the NFL hired their own investigation. Didn't they get, like, bring the FBI in?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And then they paid millions for this investigation, and the conclusion was more reasonable than not. That's what it said. It's more reasonable to believe than not that Tom Brady took air out of a football. And he got four games because of it. Four games. Nuts. I think they won the Super Bowl that year. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number and get involved in our text line. Flying Dutchman, almost as many as Trump. Wrong show, pal. Wrong show. Yeah, it's crazy here. It's not sure how this is going to unfold. Dixon just texted, I'm not sure Deshaun recovers from this either way. Well, if it's all fabricated and it's just some kind of weird ploy to get him to stay in Houston or to drive the price to, again, that's the conspiracy mind there.
Right.
Some are going there. That Busby knows the Houston Texans owner and they're friends and all that stuff. Like, I mean, if this is all that, and we're going to find out at some point, which would ruin that attorney's career. Would he chance that? I mean, if you're a stud attorney, you can't just take any case. Because if you do, and if you, high-profile case like this, and fail, then that's going to hurt your career big time. That's why you have to be careful. You're like, okay, do I want to take this case? Can I win this case? Do I have enough to do? I would imagine. Again, I'm no law doctor. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. More of a fun poll question. Go to thewholeshow.com. Are the Nuggets the favorite to win the championship after getting Aaron Gordon? And, of course, three-time NBA champ JaVale McGee. That's why you can't look into championships that much, Colfax.
Right.
You got to be careful with that. You can still use it as a measuring stick, but you also need to pay attention to, okay, how did they accrue those championships? Who were they up against? That's why when we talk about the GOATs and we do all that and just compare championships, well, I mean, guys like Bill Russell own all of the championships in the 70s and 80s, right? But Jordan's still considered the greatest. You can't just look at the championships. JaVale has three. Like Robert Horry. The guy is a pretty good player, or was a pretty good player in the regular season, and then something about the playoffs would hit, and boom, he was the greatest. So you got to be careful. But I'm excited about it, man. JaVale McGee was in the George Karl era still. That was the, you know, the time when they got in and lost to the Lakers in the playoffs. I think that was one or two playoff runs with JaVale. And he was a pretty raw guy, raw talent. Good. Like, he was fun to watch, but his basketball IQ wasn't great. Well, now he's learned, I mean, he's spent a lot of time with LeBron James, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. I mean, you learn from great basketball minds that know the game and know the science of the game, too. And that's pretty sweet. 15 minutes after the hour, I think it's going to pay off. I think JaVale McGee is going to be a nice addition. I think Aaron Gordon's going to be in a perfect fit for the Nuggets. When we come back, we'll talk to Harrison Wind. How much better did the Nuggets get? and who got better around them? Or are the Nuggets the favorite? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll jump out, take a quick break. Harrison Wynn talking Nuggets with us next.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Halls Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
20 minutes after the hour. Thanks for rolling with us here today on this Friday afternoon. Joining me on our First Advantage hotline, Harrison Wynn of DNVR Nuggets. Harrison, my friend, a busy, busy day for the NBA, of course, but especially the Denver Nuggets. First question for you, my friend. Did the Nuggets get, how much better did they get as opposed to the day before?
Oh, they got a lot better, Brady. They got a lot better. They went out and I think got the guy who's going to make the biggest difference out of anybody who was acquired yesterday at the trade deadline. And especially if you look at what the other Western Conference contenders did, the Jazz really stood pat. The Clippers added Rajon Rondo, who I think is going to make an impact. The Lakers really stood pat. I know they're trying to get Andre Drummond, but didn't really pull off any trades or anything. The Nuggets are the one true contender in the Western Conference, in my mind, that got significantly better. I mean, Aaron Gordon's going to help them out in a ton of ways, particularly on the defensive end, just giving them so much more defensive versatility. And JaVale McGee, I think, can play a role off the bench for this team. I think he can be valuable, too.
JaVale McGee is the interesting one, of course, to start this, to start yesterday. I think you get 50-50. Some fans are pumped about it, some fans aren't. I honestly thought, man, that's a good move, even if the Nuggets stopped there. But as you mentioned, bringing in Aaron Gordon, this is a guy that I think for a moment, Harrison, we were talking about him being a mega superstar, kind of came down to earth a little bit, but certainly young enough, still has that capability to become one of those top stars in the league.
He does, but I think he's going to have to kind of remake his game a little from what he was in Orlando. I mean, early on in his Orlando tenure, he was really like a top offensive option. And he kind of dialed back just his usage and his field goal attempts per game over the last couple of years. But he's going to be slotting into Denver in the starting lineup as the fourth, maybe sometimes the fifth option when he's playing alongside Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Will Barton. So there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment there. And look, you got to think the Nuggets are confident he's going to buy into that role if they were going to surrender RJ Hampton in that deal, who the Nuggets front office was very high on. So they've got to be confident there's buy-in there. But I think he's just really going to shine defensively because the Nuggets were really lacking that big forward who can guard really good scorers that they're going up against. And that's where I feel like he's going to fit in and make the biggest impact the most.
Yeah, it's and like you said, on the Western Conference, when you look around, I mean, this was the move, wasn't it, Harrison? Wasn't this probably the biggest move, or at least among those moves NBA-wide yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the Bulls probably made one of the other bigger moves as well, getting Nikola Vucevic, kind of the other team that just raided Orlando along with Denver. But I mean, the Bulls are still going to be, you know, an average to, I think, slightly above average team. The Nuggets, in my mind, are the one contender that really went out and got somebody that vaulted, I think, them up a tier. And I think you can put the Nuggets in that Lakers and Clippers tier right now. I really do with Aaron Gordon.
When you look at what the Nuggets ended up giving up, ultimately, you know, some draft picks in there, and I don't think, Harrison, I don't think the price was that steep. Obviously, more of a mental thing. A fan favorite, Gary Harris, and the RJ Hampton prospect, but Gary Harris, that's the tough one to swallow, even though we know, as watching this Nuggets team over the years, ever since Harris kind of started battling those injuries, just wasn't quite the same player. It was the right move. It's a tough one to take, though, for a lot of Nuggets fans.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you're a Nuggets fan, you definitely felt a little piece of your heart shipped out to Orlando, because Gary Harris is just so integral to what the Nuggets have built on the court and culture-wise. I mean, he's the longest tenured player on the Nuggets. Will Barton called him and Gary Harris for the last couple of years Denver's founding fathers because those guys had really been there from the beginning. And he was a beloved teammate. I mean, you saw that with all the social media posts that almost every Nuggets player put out yesterday. It was tough to see him go. But like you said, Brady, it was the right move. I mean, I don't think Denver could have known or really could have relied on Harris for anything over the rest of the year with just how injured he's been this year. So if you can ship out him and RJ Hampton, who they really liked as well, two guys who weren't even, you know, playing a role for the Nuggets right now, and get back two role players in Aaron Gordon and JaVale McGee, I think you got to do that move.
Yeah, no question about it. It made sense. And I know players, you know, I saw the sad emojis from a lot of players, Jamal too. But, I, you know, they get it. This was a move, Harrison, where the Nuggets said, hey, Joker, Murray, Porter, Coach Malone, we're buying in. We are in this window, and this is that move. We'll see how big of a move it ultimately is, but I love what you said. You know, this team now is right there with the Lakers and the Clippers, and it should be very interesting to see how it unfolds. What does the starting lineup look like, Harrison? Now, I know not tonight, right? We're not going to see Aaron Gordon. We're not going to see JaVale McGee. Gary Clark, obviously, can't leave him out. We're not going to see those guys tonight. But when we kind of get in the rhythm here, what do you think this starting lineup will be in a couple of weeks?
I think it's going to be Jamal Murray, Will Barton at the two guard spots, and then Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic in the front court. And when it comes to Porter and Gordon at the 3-4, they're going to be really interchangeable there. And if you remember, like throughout, you know, until Jeremy Grant left in Detroit, we were always talking about, wow, him and Porter at the 3-4 is going to be great. Grant can guard the tougher assignment on the defensive end of the floor, and really Porter can play the leading role in when those two are on the floor offensively. It's going to be the same thing with Gordon. He's going to take the tougher matchup, allowing Porter to take the easy one, and those two are kind of going to be interchangeable on offense. So that's how I see the starting lineup going.
How about on the bench there? Suddenly it's kind of crowded. Jamichael Green, I know he's battled some injuries, but I don't know if he's taken that big enough step the Nuggets wanted to, because obviously replacing Jeremy Grant was difficult. Paul Millsap, too. What does it look like for both of those guys? Because Harrison, you got to think somebody's going to lose some significant minutes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you can pencil in Monte Morris, Faka Campazzo, and P.J. Dozier for backup minutes on the second unit at kind of the three guard spots. But yeah, the other two spots, there's kind of three guys for those minutes. It's JaVale McGee, Paul Millsap, and Jamichael Green. So I think there will probably be some nights where all three of them play, to be quite honest. There are going to be nights when maybe it's Jamichael Green and JaVale McGee. And knowing Paul Millsap, and he's even said this year, I think he's going to be okay if he's out of the rotation for games here, games there, a week here, a week there. I think he's willing to accept a really reserve role for this team this year.
Harrison Wynn joining us from DNVR Nuggets. And when looking around, Harrison, our poll question today is, did the Nuggets do enough to now become the favorite, not even a favorite? What do you think about that question? Based on yesterday, are the Nuggets the favorite, or is that yet to be determined?
I wouldn't slot them in as the favorite quite yet because, look, there's still going to be an adjustment period that's got to take place. I wrote this today on bdnvr.com, but the offensive system and really just the system in general that Gordon played in Orlando compared to the one he's playing in Denver is totally night and day. Orlando was such like a elementary offensive system, and he's coming to Denver with a playmaker like Nikola Jokic, a point guard in Jamal Murray. He's never played with this type of talent before. There's going to be an adjustment. So, look, if everything clicks right away, and, you know, they've got, like, 2 months here to make sure everything clicks, yeah, maybe entering the playoffs they could be a favorite, but I think we got to see how everything kind of meshes and everybody comes together first.
Last one for you, man. Going back to Gary Harris, where is he in the grand scheme of things when you look back at great Nuggets? I mean, he's certainly not in the upper echelon, the Alex English, the Dikembe Mutombo, the Melo side of it, but is he like a top 20? I mean, where do you put Gary Harris? I mean, he's had a really good career with Denver, but where does he sit in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, like, put a number on him. But, I mean, he's just a guy who went through it all with Denver. He got here, had a terrible rookie season under Brian Shaw. Mm. And then Michael Malone came in day one and said, "You're my starting shooting guard," and stuck with him ever since. And Gary really rewarded him for that trust. So he has just been absolutely integral in setting the culture. I always say, like, Gary Harris, he's such a veteran. He's been through, like, three NBA lifetimes, and he's only like 25 years old. He went through 1 year of Brian Shaw. He went through a couple bad Nuggets teams, then finally was on a couple really, really good Nuggets teams. But he's a guy, I think, who any young rebuilding team would want around just because he's such a professional on a day-in, day-out basis.
And it's so tough, too, because who knows, Harrison, what would have happened if he could have stayed healthy. But it seemed like two years ago or so, he gets an injury, and it really, really rocked him. And I just don't feel he was ever able to get right back on track. But you're right. He has weathered all of the storms, all the transitions. I mean, Emmanuel Mudiay was his point guard at one point, and Brian Shaw. Yeah. And then you make that transition to Malone, and you're waiting to see. And, you know, you're wondering, is it going to be Yusuf Nurkic, the big-time nugget there? So Harris has always kind of been the guy that's just there. Right move by the Nuggets. But, man, this one just feels a bit differently than, you know, even when Wilson Chandler left, that was a bummer. And Gallo and some of those guys, this one stings, man.
Yeah, no doubt. And talking about this trade and the inclusion of RJ Hampton, you know, I don't know if Tim Connelly makes this trade last year or the year before, but I really do think the Nuggets are in this contending window right now. And Nikola Jokic is having an MVP season, and the roster is in place. The key pieces of this team, and Jokic, Murray, and Porter, all those guys are going to be here for a while. This was the right time, the right opportunity, and I think for the right price to go in on a guy like Aaron Gordon and surrender like a prized asset in RJ Hampton. And in past years, I don't know if Nuggets would have done that, but this was the right time.
Were you shocked at these moves yesterday, Harrison? I know you're so close with this Nuggets group. There was a part of me that wondered if the Nuggets were going to make any moves, if they thought, you know what, we just think a little more growth here, getting some healthy guys, maybe we'll be all right. But ultimately, it worked out. Were you shocked at all? Did you see this one coming, especially with Aaron Gordon?
So I knew there was always a chance for Gordon because they were in the hunt, but I didn't think that, you know, they were going to get into a bidding war with Boston or anybody else and, like, throw in an extra first-round pick or throw in an extra player. And I think when it came down to it, they had to put in RJ Hampton, but they didn't have to go, you know, further than they were really comfortable going. Because it seems like Boston, you know, they traded for Evan Fournier and then it didn't really seem like they were serious contenders with Gordon. And I just don't know how much better the packages could have been than what Denver got him for. So I think the price was also really comfortable with what the Nuggets were really also comfortable with the price that they paid. And I think that's the reason it got done too.
Yeah, no question about it. Harrison, what you mentioned it. What else are you working on that we can check out at DNVR Nuggets?
Yeah, so I've got a piece going up on Aaron Gordon right now. And as I was kind of talking about a couple of minutes ago, basketball, it's never going to be easier for Aaron Gordon at the NBA level than it's going to be in Denver if he wants it to be. Because, you know, he can be like a fourth or fifth option on the Nuggets starting five, have the most efficient season of his career, you know, catching passes off of cuts from Nikola Jokic, getting wide open spot-up threes. Like, if he is fine with that role, and look, he'll also get a chance to showcase how great of a defender he is. But if he's fine with that offensive role, I think he's going to have the most efficient season of his career. And basketball just could be so easy for him if he lets it be.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I can't wait to get these guys back or get these guys in the mix. Are you thinking Sunday as far as Gordon and seeing JaVale McGee in action for the Nuggets?
Yeah, so they're en route to Denver right now. They've got to do physicals, go through all the stuff players have to go through when they're traded, probably sign some papers and whatnot. And then I think Sunday is the hope at home against the Hawks for their debut.
All right, man. We'll be looking out for it. We'll check out DNVR Nuggets too. Harrison, always appreciate you, my friend.
For sure. Take care, man.
All right, you too. Harrison Wind, DNVR Nuggets, putting something together. I like that. I like what he just said. Aaron Gordon could have the easy, it could be the easiest basketball he's ever played if he takes advantage of it. And that's the thing, like, we say that and it sounds easy, Colfax. Okay, Joker's really good. Keep cutting and moving. He's going to find you. It's easier said than done. And that's, you got to be able to put yourself in those right positions with Nikola Jokic and playing with him. It is a unique skill set, I would say, to play with the Joker. If you remember, 2 years ago, Gary Harris was phenomenal playing with the Joker. It was before Jamal Murray kind of made that next step. It was Harris and Joker. I remember watching an NBA special on it, talking about, okay, what the Nuggets' biggest asset is going to be, and it's going to be the two-man game of Nikola Jokic and Gary Harris. It seems like a lifetime ago, but that was the idea. That was the year Harris gets hurt, too. Like 10, 15 games in, Jamal starts to climb the ladder. And then it was Jamal and Joker kind of being more so on that two-man game. And then it even drifted more to Joker's just taken over. But Harris was very good at it. He was extremely good at getting a feel for when to cut, when to move, when to get the hell out of the way. Porter's still struggling with that at times, but he's gotten much better. That's going to be the thing. If Gordon can get a true feel for how the Joker plays basketball, life's going to get pretty easy. So I agree with Harrison 100% there. I do think they're the favorite. I don't think it's going to show for the first few games. I think, yeah, people are going to give me crap for that when you see the first four, five, six games with everybody. It does take time. The trade deadline, if you make moves, for the better or worse, it always has some growing pains to it after the fact. So we might see that a bit with Denver. I wouldn't be shocked if we do, especially just getting Aaron Gordon in that mix. I'm very curious to see what Mike Malone does with the lineup as far as the bench. How does the bench look? Because you're forgetting, yeah, JaVale McGee, is he going to get the nod over Millsap and Jamichael Green? Now, he's a backup center, but, you know, again, the way you play in this league now, it doesn't, you know, we put in center to the name, putting power forward to the name, it doesn't matter. What you know is a big man, and he's a big man over Jamichael Green, over Paul Millsap. He's going to get the nod, I believe, eventually over both of those guys. 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
I love that. Thank you, Colfax. You were a little weird about that, but you're not regretting your decision now, are you?
I'm okay with it.
I will give a stapler, this stapler, away. Swingline, actually. It's a pretty good brand. It's the brand for
stapler. The only brand for staplers.
I'm going to give this away to the first texter that can tell me whose theme song that is. Such a good theme song, man. Oh, love it. I'm going to give it away. There you go. Text KFKA to 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, I'm going to give this Swingline stapler away. I know. I've given away a lot of staplers over the years. Signed them and everything. It's good.
Yeah. I feel like it's the same stapler. No one comes and picks it up.
Yeah, it's probably the same one. I don't even know if it works. We have a lot of stuff in here that just doesn't work. But that's great. It's great, too. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Are the Nuggets the favorite to win the NBA championship? I think so. Yeah, I think so at this stage. Now, the Lakers are going to be tough. Flying Dutchman says the Nuggets are not the favorite to win their conference, much less the league. My MGM account shows Lakers, Clippers, and the Jazz. I just think, man, give it about four or five games. Give it four or five games. See Aaron Gordon kind of working into the mix and JaVale McGee. And people keep giving me crap because I'm saying JaVale McGee's going to be a pretty big piece to this puzzle. He's going to be a pretty big piece to this puzzle. You don't win three championships by just waking up and being on the team and blocking shots. Well, I guess that's it. Yeah. Exactly. That is exactly how JaVale McGee wins champions. Have you seen his tattoo, Colfax? He has a really interesting tattoo on his index finger. It's a little mustache. So when he puts it up like it's supposed to be an alter ego or something like that. He puts it up over under his nose and it looks like he has a mustache.
Does he have a nickname when he does it?
I think he does. I think he actually does.
You need to look it up.
Yeah, what's JaVale McGee's mustache nickname?
Alter ego.
Yeah, I think it. He has, because he did that when he was with the Nuggets. It's like whenever he gets mad, I'm going to block shots even harder now. I'm going to block them way harder. What
really
is it?
That's Pierre.
Pierre, yes.
Does that sound right?
See, yes, that sounds exactly right. JaVale McGee is my kind of guy. Like, I would totally get a tattoo.
I don't know.
I would get a tattoo like that.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
We could be like, no Konals.
I just grow a real one.
Yeah. I don't need a tattoo. I grow a real mustache. Are you getting it going again?
I kind of have a little...
You're
a little
getting
patchy beard going.
You know, I think if our beards combined, we'd have a hell of a beard.
We'd have a full beard.
Because I have a problem here with the chin.
Yep.
The middle part of my chin, nothing grows there.
And mine's the exact opposite.
Yours is the opposite of that.
It grows right in the middle of the chin,
like,
and not on the
thick
outside.
Thick, too.
Yeah.
Like, you could grow, like, that's like a western-y looking.
I could do, like, a cool goatee down there.
I would have, you could have, like, a western-y looking thing, man. Like a cowboy.
Get cowboy. Some boots and a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I think so. You saw... Well, no Konals, Tanner Schwent, he's getting a big old mustache, too.
Like, I know, I see him walking around with that.
Looks like he should be wearing a 10-gallon hat, something like that. He's in there,
isn't
he? He's
in the studio.
He's in there. I just heard him laugh. Couldn't recognize him with his mustache.
Yeah.
I thought he was Tom Selleck there for a moment.
Close enough.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped for this Aaron Gordon thing. This is a big deal. You know, we talk about, is this one of the biggest trade fours that the Nuggets have ever had? Because, I mean, they traded Melo, and I think, actually, Tanner asked me today, is this one of the first times you remember saying the Nuggets won on trade deadline day? They did win when they traded Melo, but we didn't know that until the end of the year. They won because everybody thought the Nuggets were going to go from, okay, well, at least they were going to the first round. They were going to go from that to a 20-win team. The Nuggets were able to maintain playoff success, or going to the playoffs, I should say, for the next 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, the Nuggets won on trade day. And the Knicks lost. They made the playoffs a couple of times with Melo, but they never took the next step that they thought they were going to with Carmelo. But did the Nuggets, is this the biggest get as far as trades? You know, I'm just thinking back. I mean, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, Alex English came over. Those are big, but this is a move to make you a championship team right now. I mean, that's why this is a big move. Aaron Gordon's not a superstar. He's not a top 10 player in the league right now. He might have had potential to get there. But this move fills a spot that now says, all right, we can go be a championship team now. All these other moves in the past were just good moves. Great moves, great solid players coming over to Denver. And they were just good. Okay, this is going to make us a little bit better. This move actually says, hey, we think we can be a championship team. Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte, you can get a free mini cooler just by calling the folks over at Fresh Coat, and a free painting quote as well, 970-414-4131. They also hook us up on Top Text Tuesday. Speaking of Nuggets greats, we have that David Thompson signed jersey going to be up for grabs. We got two guys that could win it now, McLean and B-Rad. So bring the heat, you two, because you could take it home. You could take the David Thompson jersey home. Signed, by the way. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll get to what's on the tube tonight. We know the Nuggets are rolling, but Aaron Gordon, JaVale McGee will not be in town until later tonight, so they won't play until Sunday. All right, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Thinking about you, it ain't all about me. Don't make any sense of you being with me.
This got to be a first for us, Colfax.
Biebers.
Little Bieber.
Yeah.
Little Justin Bieber here to intro.
Hooligan's like, what are you doing?
Hooligans are freaking out right now. They're like, I'm listening to this song. What show am I listening to? This isn't No Konals, is it? So here, this is, there's significance to this, Colfax.
There is. JaVale McGee produced this song.
Produced this song?
For the Biebs.
JaVale McGee is a song producer.
Yeah.
How did you find it? Colfax digging stuff
up? It came up when I searched his alter ego.
Man, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, I mean, I don't like, I'm not a big Justin Bieber fan.
Me either.
But this just adds to JaVale McGee's legend.
His mystery.
Yeah.
His alter ego.
Yeah, his alter ego, man. He started making music as a hobby, according to sportscasting.com. He traveling around the world as an NBA player. He started to pick up relationships with various musicians and worldwide, nationwide, and kind of got into it. And he started learning how to produce a bit, and here we are. And he's, you know, whether you like Justin Bieber or not, he's one of the bigger stars, isn't he? As far as music, I honestly didn't know he was making music. I thought he was like 12 still.
Bieber?
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's gone through a bunch of changes. He's like renewed himself.
Oh, he's like a good dude now?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
They did a roast of him. I saw the roast. It was actually pretty funny.
Recently?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Okay.
You can't. Comedy's not a, it's a no-no now.
You can't be laughing.
You gotta be careful laughing now. Yep. Everything's gotta be serious all the time. So I don't even know if those roasts will happen anymore. But it was funny. Look it up sometime if you have a chance. Nuggets are getting back at it tonight. And again, no Aaron Gordon, no JaVale McGee tonight. They should make their Nuggets debut, as well as Gary Clark. Let's not leave Gary Clark out of this thing. They'll make their Nuggets debut on Sunday, I believe. Nuggets going at it against the Pelicans tonight at 6 o'clock. And don't forget this one. Tomorrow morning, the NIT semifinals starting at 10 o'clock. So right around the time I think March Madness gets rolling again, CSU will play Memphis for a chance to go to the NIT championship. That's starting at 10 o'clock. All right, that's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful weekend. Good night, Northern Colorado.